It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
What is up, dude?
You know, another glorious day. Smelling that fall air, brother. Just walked out to the truck the other morning. Could see my breath. It was like low 40s. Felt like first day of school when I was a kid. I was like, oh man, it's getting real.
Yeah, I haven't looked into like what the prediction is as far as whether it's going to be a early winter or what, but it definitely kind of feels like it.
It does. That it does. Winterizations are starting to roll through the shop every day. Man. Like, we were getting booked out. It's insane.
Yeah, so I think we mentioned that last week. There's a lot of new military coming to town. Yeah, a lot of vehicles that need winterized before the cold snap. So give us a call, get on the books. We are doing what we can to say yes to everybody, but it is filling up. So, Have we talked about winterizers in a while?
I don't think so.
It's kind of what it consists of, because
I don't remember. Man, my memory's terrible.
Because it's kind of funny, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess if you lived in Texas your whole life or whatever and you come up here, like, of course you're not going to know what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's funny how many people spend the money getting it because they were told they needed to get it and then they have no idea what it is or even how to use it. So, winterization. So, I know we're going to go into the show talking about, like, how to avoid expensive repairs.
Yeah.
And I think winterization is a pretty good starting point.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if not expensive repairs, terrible inconvenience that could be life-threatening.
Well, so a winterization package in short, so we won't go into it super deep because there's other examples we could come up with for preventing expensive repairs for this episode, but winterization, so you'll have a cord hanging out the front of your lower grill area, preferably, that you'd run an extension cord from to your house. So we're actually going to start selling those extension cords, which I don't know why it's taken us this long to think about that, but we'll have cold-rated extension cords that are good to 60 below, or actually it's like 90 below on those.
That's what they say.
You would never...
At 40 below, they all get stiff.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So they're not going to explode, I guess, like cheap ones, which is, and then they fray and pop your breaker and it's a whole thing. So good cold weather rated extension cords we'll have behind the desk that you can add to your package. So the winterization consists of that plug. And when you plug it into your house, it will be charging your battery all night. It will be keeping your oil temperature warm, your transmission temperature warm, and your engine block coolant warm. So first thing in the morning when you auto start that vehicle because you got your auto start done at interior remote start and you fire that thing up, it'll start for you at 40 below, 50 below. Did I pretty much cover it?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. With our package, we exchange your coolant, set it to negative 60. So that's like a big preventative maintenance thing. And you won't have any freeze-ups or...
And your washer fluid.
Yep, and your washer fluid.
Which seems to be, like, just that extra step that a lot of people don't do. Because normally that's good. It's water and methanol, like 50-50 mixed with blue dye. And it's good to, like, 15-20 below from factory. And then your first winter, that freezes, expands, cracks your...
Reservoir.
So then when you come in for your oil change and we're topping off all your fluids for free, it just pours all over the ground because it cracked. So
super common.
We've got all that. By the plenty, we've got huge drums of that 60 below rated washer fluid and coolant. So, yeah.
The other thing to that, just to add, is it significantly cuts down warm-up time, like your cab heat.
Oh, yeah.
Comes on so much faster.
Yeah, it's already, like, preheated and not, like...
Yeah, not 40 below.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's crazy because it's, like... Even though it's not frozen solid, like if it's actually set to 60 below, but you don't have it plugged in, like, man, it's cold.
Yeah, it's going to take a bit.
The fluid ain't frozen, but it's...
Below freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the temp of that fluid is below freezing.
So.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, so faster heat up times, that would reduce engine wear from cold starting that thing. As far as expensive repairs, I mean, the batteries aren't cheap.
No.
That thing freezes and cracks. I mean, they can be upwards of $500 nowadays.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I guess the stuff that comes along with not having your vehicle winterized and common issues associated with that would be having to replace your battery because it freezes, doing spark plugs because you have fuel fouled, starting and just cranking and cranking and cranking. That's typically what we see on non-winterized vehicles or people can't get them started and they just try and try and try.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's several a week. Mm-hmm. They're towed in, so you're paying for your tow. It gets dropped off. We already know it's flooded because that's we see it all the time.
Yeah.
So you're getting an oil change and you're getting all spark plugs and some vehicles have 16. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's rather expensive just for, you know, you could have winterized and probably avoided that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, like you said, you know, bigger picture though is, you know, 40 below, you start that thing and you think lift or tick is bad. When it's 60 degrees, you cold start something at 30 below and it does start. That oil is not making it to the top of the motor for quite some time.
A long time. Yeah. It's cement at 60 below.
Yeah.
If it's not preheated.
And so, you know, valve train issues.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely a good preventative thing to have done to your vehicle. Not just because you just want it to start, but to make more longevity out of your engine for sure.
Mm-hmm. What other examples you got, you think?
For the winterization stuff, or are you talking about just like
just preventive maintenance? Yeah, to keep cost of repairs down. Like, I know we're a repair facility, but we.
Well, so the idea behind a repair facility should be to repair vehicles, get them all into a maintenance cycle, and just maintain client vehicles and not just be in a constant state of repair, right? So, you know, I'd love to sell maintenance to everybody and not have to repair a bunch of vehicles all the time. Sounds silly, but it's what's best.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to like put an engine in your car and then we see you in 3 years and you haven't done any oil changes whatsoever and then mm-hmm. put another engine in your car.
Yeah.
It's like we're going to perform a repair and get you back to 100% and then maintain that so you don't have to keep repairing your vehicle. I guess you can kind of compare it to like a dental.
Yeah, getting your dental checkup, getting your teeth cleaning, mm-hmm. making sure you're like staying ahead of it.
Yep. You get your crowns, your fillings, but then there's a maintenance scheduled or you're not always getting crowns and fillings.
So gas and diesel repairs are a little bit different, but I would say for your typical vehicle owner that owns a gas car, your most expensive repair in the lifetime of ownership is typically engine replacement. So we're talking anywhere between $6,000 to $12,000. And of course, just like you were talking about spark plugs, it just depends on engine size, availability, stuff like that as far as price. So again, could be easily avoided by proper maintenance in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a mechanic, I'm not. So you've probably seen some like really just dirty, sludged up, you know, you pull a valve cover and you're like, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Or you drop an oil pan and like there's like a windage tray in there and it's just chock full of just gunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't believe the oil pump worked in this thing. The pickup screen's almost completely blocked. And so doing normal oil changes can prevent all of that. And so, you know, it's just crazy. People will go, these new trucks burn so much oil too. Like, if you don't do an oil change within the recommended time, your dash is going to start screaming at you, add oil.
Mm-hmm.
You have gone too long if your dash is telling you to add oil.
And like, I mean, it's crazy how common it is. I mean, you would have an oil consumption, what you would think is an issue, but then there's a service bulletin right there for all the dealership technicians that say that is completely normal and by design and no repairs should be attempted.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I have a brand new truck, doesn't really matter what make it is, brand new truck in 2025, and I do an oil change in Alaska and I try to drive it to Florida, like 3/4 of the way, I'm going to get a light that says mm-hmm. oil's low, add oil, which is crazy, but that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, engine replacement's a big one. Oil change is obviously the biggest maintenance thing there. You know, but then also you get people who deal with leaks because of budget usually. I mean, everybody wants to fix their stuff. They don't want leaks in their driveway. They don't want to smell burning coolant, burning oil, stuff like that. It drives all of us nuts. But, you know, another one is just letting leaks go unchecked and unrepaired. And the big one is, you know, coolant. you know, if you have bad water pump or something that's leaking, and you know, it's kind of a repair, I suppose, but still, just doing that small repair that's, you know, $500-$700 compared to $6,000 to $12,000, just keeping up on that stuff is huge, because once you overheat that thing to a certain point, warp your heads, now it's, you know, 150,000 mile vehicle, we're not going to put heads on it, and we're going to quote a motor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, little things like that. It all adds up, makes a huge difference. And that's for the most costly, typically the most costly on gas engines is going to be an engine replacement. Diesels, on the other hand, I feel like one of the most costly repairs is probably fuel system, strangely enough. Fuel system on the things, because of labor times and parts pricing, is out of this world. Like, I think it's astronomically insane.
Yeah, no, like you said, it's parts pricing, but I think it's parts pricing because when you have a failure, it's usually catastrophic.
Yeah, it takes out majority of the fuel system.
Yeah, the injectors are not cheap. Everything's full of metal when the pump goes and the cab is coming off, and it's, yeah, 30, 40-hour repair. So, I mean, they're big tickets.
Yeah.
And as far as, like, maintenance on your fuel system, I mean, is there anything you can think of to prevent that?
I mean, depends on how the fuel system's driven. I mean, they're all driven a little bit differently, aren't they? Like, Ford's oil pressure driven. I don't know how Dodge and Chevy are with their fuel pumps. Are they all oil driven as well?
I mean, it's usually it's a mechanical high pressure pump, but
yeah,
you have electronic lift pumps and stuff. So, I mean, just, I don't know. I'd say good quality fuel, but it's kind of just a
fuel filters.
Yeah, water there separator. You go. There you go. Yeah, just good maintenance on your fuel filters. Yeah, and have a extended warranty plan if you could.
Dude, there's no way. Like, these new vehicles, you know, people have asked me, like, why do you buy a warranty? And it's like, just because we have a repair shop doesn't mean parts are free.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that my guy's time isn't free and I'm tying up a bay. So it's like, no, I want a warranty to cover my butt. Because with all the electrical components, all these things, they're not cheap. So, yeah, no, get a good warranty.
And one, that's for sure. One thing we've seen actually recently is, don't put DEF fluid in your fuel tank.
Yeah, so it crystallizes and just, yeah, that was a $20,000 mistake.
Yeah, so rather than, I mean, some of the older ones, they have, you have to pop the hood and your little blue cap is under the hood to fill your DEF.
Most of them now, it's right next to
you. Yeah, it's right in the fuel door. So yeah. You got two ports, you've got fuel and DEF, and if you mix them, it's not a good thing. So
bad.
Yep. Yeah, it crystallized, took out everything, injectors, pumps, had to drop the tank, flush everything out. Yeah, $20,000 later. That's a quick mistake for $20,000.
Yeah. Yep. And so an insurance was really struggling to pay that for that person too. Like, they just wanted us to flush it. But just because of timing of getting everything approved and the adjuster, I argued with them after 2 days, because when they asked for another picture of the fuel sample, I took the cup that we took the fuel sample in, because they're like, well, there's no crystals, so just flush it. And I looked in the cup to go send them another picture, and I'm like, buddy, there's already a ton of crystallization happening in my fuel sample, let alone this truck that's been here for 2 weeks now. And so it's definitely contaminated the entire system. It needs to be redone.
Yeah, and it's just something we have to hold our ground on and, like, hold their feet to the fire to make the repair the way it needs
right
to be
way.
Done. Like,
yep.
they're just looking at dollars, and they're like, well, let's shortcut this. It's like, we know the proper way. We're the experts here. We know the proper way to repair a vehicle, and we're not going to let you tell us how to.
Right.
So.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and continue this discussion afterwards.
The Drive. We'll be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it, at a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money. That's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at glaciergarage.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town? Down on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
You made it.
I made it. Drinking a gallon and a half of water a day. Guy's got to pee a lot.
You're like, I'm going to make it. You did.
I'm not even winded. Feels good.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. I ran, buddy.
Yeah, there's like 25 stairs.
Nervous as I wasn't going to make it.
So we've covered winterizations, oil changes, fuel filters.
The next most costly repair that I found is typically transmissions.
Yeah, so that's a huge one because that one, there's no going back. So it's like if you stretch your air filter out and you're just not doing it, even though it's cheap and easy repair, you're just not doing it, not thinking about it. And then one day I've seen it, your engine doesn't even start. It won't even start
because
it's just snuffed.
No air getting through.
So then you got to have it towed in and diagnostics and all this stuff. And like,
we're like, sick, dude. It's a $49 air filter.
Yeah. So then we get you back on the road. But it's like, even though you've gone so far and then, you know, I don't know, it's going to stop everything it can until it's plugged. But it's like, we can slap the air filter in and there's probably low chance of any like,
Actual damage.
Yeah. Like it's not
permanent issues right. Going forward.
But a transmission, it's like you have to hit that interval almost perfectly every time. And if you stretch it, you can't even just go back and do the fluid exchanges. Like,
well, so yeah, and it's tough because that's what happens is people are like, well, I'm starting to get slipping between gears or something strange has happened. Let's do a trans service.
Right.
And we have to tell them like, no, you're now buying time, not with a service because I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. But like this trans isn't long for this life. And on the next one, we'll make sure we're doing the maintenance so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. But, so if you buy a vehicle and let's say you're supposed to do trans service at 30K and 60K, and let's say that you got 70,000 miles on your car now and you've never done a transmission service and now you have some shifting issues, slipping, something, some sort of trans issue going on, and you're like, yeah, let's flush this thing out and see if it runs better. So the issue is you've stretched those services out to where the fluid is broken down and your clutches have started breaking down. And when you look at a clutch, it's a metal disc with like a sandpaper adhered to it. And when those start breaking down, all of that sandpaper and like friction material is in the fluid. So if you have shifting issues with a very like rough, like friction modified fluid practically, now let's take all that fluid out and put like nice, silky, smooth, brand new fluid in.
Yeah, because trans fluid is actually strange. It's a lubricant, but it's also got a ton of detergents in it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you run clean fluid through an empty trans that was dirty and filthy. It's going to clean all of that stuff out, and then it's going to get caught in the clean filter and not be cycled through that trans anymore either, like whatever was left.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to do a flush, and we're going to do a filter. I mean, I know we're not going to in that circumstance, but it's like a normal – Mm-hmm. Unless it has like a lifetime filter. Like normally it's fluid in a filter. But we're not going to do that on a transmission that's already overextended and slipping, because now we got brand new fluid in there. And the only reason it's been moving as well as it does is because all that friction material in the fluid. Mm-hmm. So now we replace that with silky smooth fluid. There's a good chance it's not going to move at all.
Yeah.
So, and we've seen it. So it's just at that point, like you said, you're just...
And no matter what, when we warn clients of that and they're like, well, let's try
it. There's pushback, yeah.
It's like, no. And before, like when we first opened, all right, yeah, we'll give it a shot. And yeah, the trans, their car doesn't move. You can't mm-hmm. back it out of the bay. And they're upset. It's like, we totally tried to like talk you out of this. Mm-hmm. Now we just won't do it because it's like not worth that battle.
No.
So.
Yeah, just drive it until they don't drive no more and we'll put a trans in it.
So. Yeah, or they'll take it somewhere else and they'll do the trans service and they can deal with Yeah.
having to tow it out upset afterwards.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's a big one. Keep up on your transmission services. I know they're not fun, and a lot of these fluids nowadays, I mean, like some of the Mopar stuff.
It's honestly probably one of the most expensive maintenance items, short of being like a Subaru owner who's got to do timing belts every, you know, mm-hmm. 30 to 60,000 miles. Because, I mean, your typical trans service is anywhere between probably, what, $400 to $700?
Yeah, well, yeah, just with the Mopar stuff in mind, for sure.
Yeah, because their stuff's, like, proprietary. Like, you have to use their fluid.
Yep.
So.
Yep, all of our, like, multi-vehicle, you know, ATF plus 4 or, like, the Max Life stuff or, like, their CVT and other specific stuff. But, like, for that specific, like, Mopar trans, you're getting Mopar fluid, and we're paying top dollar for it, unfortunately. So, yeah, stay up on top of that stuff because, you know, $400 to $500, $600, $700 still beats $6,000, $7,000 for a transmission.
Then, so the next most costly repair on a vehicle is kind of in itself a maintenance item, and that is heavy duty HD front ends. Even on 1500 pickups, it's still not super cheap.
So
it's safety related. So
yeah,
it's very important.
But you can kind of, I mean, you can kind of wrap that up as maintenance. If you've got one joint that's going, and if you're getting your oil changes done and we're looking at stuff and we catch, oh, you've got a Pitman arm that's going or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If we service that Pitman arm now that it's got movement, you can kind of avoid the risk of, like, when you've got one component that's bad, all the others are making up for it.
I see what you're
in
saying.
In a way, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you have like five joints and one's bad or two's bad. Those other three are working extra hard.
So they're going to prematurely fail.
Right. So if we can replace the one failed joint now, it'll prevent you from having to replace the entire front end.
It'll extend the life of the other 10,000 components.
Miles. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah, because I mean, it just trips me out to see the price of parts go the way that they are. I mean, we all know everything's getting more expensive, but I mean, since we opened even 4 years ago, you look at front end jobs on, like, say, a Ram 2500 or a Super Duty. They both have solid front axles, tons of linkages and stuff like that in the front. And I mean, they're $4,000 to $6,000 to do an entire front. Like, I mean, that's everything with an alignment. They're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And Ford's a trip because you can get, like, what is it, two or three different options for a 250.
Yeah.
And some of them, yeah, super expensive because I mean, you look at the bars and they're twice as girthy, mm-hmm. you know, you got some heavy hardware up there. So it's just crazy. It's so much. And yeah, it's a wear item. You know, you're going to have to go through several times over your truck's lifetime.
Yeah. Especially up here. You know, I wouldn't say we probably have the worst roads, but we've got some pretty bad ones. And then with your temperature swings and all that stuff, I mean, it's just hard on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Being just Alaska in general is very hard on vehicles. So, you know, the shocks, I mean, you run through shocks probably twice as fast as probably anywhere else. And then same thing, there's, depending on what trim level you have, or if you have like mag ride or whatever. I mean, we've seen like some of the Mopar stuff will have like 6 or 7 different suspension packages, and you know, one of them being a couple thousand bucks a shock. You mentioned something not too long ago about how letting shocks fail and continue to drive a vehicle actually increases your stop distance.
Yeah, significantly. So a long time ago, actually, when I was a used car manager, the old service manager at Lithia had worked for Firestone and some other larger businesses in the past. And, you know, him talking to engineers and being in the industry for so long, he talks about even if they're not leaking, you get 75,000, 80,000 miles. They have cycled so many times that that fluid has broke down and is no longer performing like it's supposed to. And that's why, like, you see on trucks like ours or even just like a 1500 that's got pretty sizable tires with deep tread, you'll get that like tread chop. And that's because the tire's not making like permanent contact with the ground. It's kind of just hopping around over bumps. Yeah, it's floating. And so with that, how could you possibly stop as well as you did when that car had 100 miles on it, mm-hmm. right? If that tire is not making constant contact, now your stopping distance increases significantly. So, yeah, it becomes a safety item. And, you know, some guys out there listening are probably like, oh, yeah, it's not that bad. But, I mean, if the difference is your family's safety and 75 feet of stopping distance at 60 miles an hour, that's huge.
Yeah, the difference between crashing and not crashing.
Yeah, so... while I was kind of in that same boat at first, just thinking about it, like, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It's a little stop a little longer, takes a little longer to stop. But I mean, yeah, it's a safety. I would never feel that way if like, yeah, you know, your brake pads are here. It's going to take you longer to stop. I'm just going to do the brake pads because it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It sounds scarier than like your shocks are bad. Your stopping distance is going to increase, but it's the same idea. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and I would imagine it wears out your front brakes quicker. So whereas you have a gas-filled chamber and I slam on the brakes, it's supposed to resist that rebound mm-hmm. and keep me level to where the brakes are doing what they're supposed to be doing, to where I have like a 60-40 spread between front and rear. It's like if I hit the brakes and that thing does a nosedive because my shocks are bad,
yeah,
I've got the fronts now doing 80% of the stopping, yeah. and I'm going to warp stuff, overheat them. I could have complete failure and crash because of that also.
Well, so with that, there's a reason why you have to do an alignment with doing like front struts and shocks on vehicles sometimes. Like, I mean, it changes the geometry of the front. Like everything comes out of whack. Mm-hmm. And so just sticking with that stuff. Now, again, maintenance item, it may be $1,200 to do struts on some vehicles. But if you do them as they go bad, instead of waiting for like obvious signs, you're not having to do tires. You're not having other issues with the front of the vehicle caused mm-hmm. because you've had bad struts for so long.
That's the first thing that goes is tires.
Yeah.
If you have a bad front end component, you can tell by the tires.
Yeah.
It's like a fingerprint to let you know whether you have a good front end or not.
100%. So, you know, it seems like no big deal, but everything compounds. It's maintenance, if done right, can save you thousands and thousands of dollars.
Especially if you just keep up with it. Like if yeah. you know, just like, again, comparing it to dental work, it's like if you do your cleanings twice a year, then you don't have to put 20 grand in your mouth because you haven't seen a dentist in 10 years.
Well, it's also true because I have had cavities and I had no idea, and maybe they told me when I was a kid, but it's crazy that if you have decay on one tooth, the tooth next to it is also going to get mm-hmm. decay. So it spreads, and it's exactly the same thing. It's like the struts are bad. You let it go long enough. Well, now your tires are bad. And now your other front end components are starting to fail prematurely. It just spreads. It just continues to get worse.
Yeah, we see it every week where it's like we've got our clients that come in and have us do their maintenance and their vehicles are always clean and kept and safe.
Yeah.
And then you've got someone, the only reason they called us is because they drove it till the wheels fell off.
Literally.
And now we have it and their bill, yeah, their quote is $15,000 because, you know, they're like, oh my God, like that's more than the vehicle's worth. And it's like, well, have you ever done any maintenance whatsoever? Like mm-hmm. every system is failing.
Yeah, your metal to metal front and rear brakes.
Now your vehicle's practically totaled and you might as well go buy another one.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, keep up with your maintenance, get your vehicle winterized, and you will notice a huge decrease in what you're spending on automotive repairs on a yearly basis. Well, That's about all the time we have for today. We'll catch you next week on The Drive.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.